Washington's football team will be replacing its long-standing name, the Redskins. The announcement comes after protests arising from the death of George Floyd at the hands of a white police officer has spurred the nation to reflect on its racist past. It's been reported that corporations, including FedEx, which holds the naming rights to the franchise's stadium in Maryland, has put pressure on the owner, Daniel Snyder, to change the team's name. Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot, who is looking at running for governor, says he's pleased, noting that he's traditionally been a big fan of the team.
I think it's an excellent decision. And, you know, I'm a Redskins fan, so I was kind of loyal to the name years ago, but things have changed so quickly and it's so obvious. We've got systemic racism in our economy and in our society, and the George Floyd demonstrations against police brutality have tremendous, obviously, substance to them. You know, I've got a new view of Confederate statues and names of sports teams that, like the Indians and the Redskins and the other teams, that you change the name. And it will address something that huge amounts of their fans have been ignored on for a long time. It would also help if they got a winning team.
Well, that might be another subject, right? One of the things I read was that there was some corporate pressure to change it, that a number of corporations, sponsors and so on with the Redskins or with that team also urged the owner to change. So it sounds as if corporate interests, corporate pressure seems to have had some effect.
Well, corporate pressure is working with the hate language on Facebook and these other social sites. So corporate pressure is fabulous when it comes in. It can't really be counted on because, you know, let's be honest, most of the corporations are interested in making money, not necessarily in social and economic justice. But to the extent they end up weighing in on something like the Redskins changing name and Facebook's just Wild West open hatred language that they put on Facebook, allowed to be put on Facebook. I think that corporate pressure is good and can be very effective. And hats off to the companies like FedEx that apparently are, you know, registering their concern.
Why do you think it is that we seem to be having this, what's been called an inflection moment, to now we have obviously the Redskins' change of name?
Yeah, there's no going back now. Many of these demonstrations are white citizens, just as much as it is African-American or minority citizens. So this is something that is going to just build because it's grounded in historical truth that's been covered over for so long and we've all been propagandized for decades about how there is not systemic racism. There is systemic racism. I mean, let's be honest and let's fix it. And there are lots of things that we can work together on. And the key thing for everybody in the country to remember, Don, is it's good for you. It's good for the overall prosperity of everybody in the country if we get the some of these inequalities addressed honestly by people. And I think we're going to be in a new era where the United States is stronger and healthier and more prosperous because we're more honest with each other.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot, who is looking to run for governor, on the decision to replace the name of the Washington football team. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.